This is Magic with an AboveTopSecret.com rambling stream of consciousness member podcast reply to The Zed Show, Episode 2, in which our intrepid Zed gets personal. Wow. That has got to be one of the most interesting stories I've heard in quite some time. I know the guy's not technically, I guess you're not technically your uncle. Call him your uncle just for convenience. Your point about members of the staff and some of the folks on ATS being reluctant to talk about things like this is an interesting one. There's certain stuff that I don't talk about either on ATS at all for various reasons. But I know what you mean. With regards to some of these things, there's a reluctance, especially, I think, on the part of staff, because you're staff members and you know, you're supposed to act like staff members and all that good stuff. And so you may not, I mean, there's a lot of... There's a lot of stuff that I've just seen that, you know, incidentally, members of the staff that'll just mention offhand that just piques my curiosity because they've obviously studied. I think a lot of people tend to forget that just because somebody's a moderator doesn't mean that they haven't been studying some of these topics for years and years. For some people, they've been studying these topics for decades. And, you know, okay, sure, they're moderators and they, you know, they're taking care of the board and stuff like that. But a lot of these people are absolute experts on what they, you know, on what they're talking about. So it is kind of tragic in that sense that there is sort of a reluctance on the part of some people who are well, you know, just fountainheads of knowledge about the stuff who may not actually be sharing it. Interesting point. As far as, you know, U2 pilots, that is a pretty exclusive club. Not just anybody gets to be U2 pilots. So if you're getting information from somebody like that, it's somebody that's been checked out pretty thoroughly. Does that mean that such a person cannot be crazy? No, I mean, it can happen, and there's some things that happen to people after they're, you know, as they get older. Sometimes people get a little eccentric. Is that the case here? I don't know. One of the problems with trying to figure out if somebody's crazy or not is somebody that knows something that you don't and knows it, you know, and it could be something that's independently verifiable as a fact, may seem to be acting crazy when in fact they're quite sane. They're just aware of something that you're not. And so if you walk outside and you see someone running around with their hands in the air and they look like they're crazy, well, maybe they just happen to know that there's a meteor about to fall on your house or something like that. You know, it's strange how that stuff can go. So crazy is sometimes what we think is going on when in fact it's not craziness, but simply awareness of something that we might not be aware of. The whole thing, an example of this, you know, living in a Quonset hut, you know, surrounded by chickens, clocks everywhere. This does sound like some classic. I mean, you know, Mulberry Blue Shimmer mentioned obsessive compulsive, and maybe that's going on. There's something like that, or maybe there's something else, or maybe there is a good reason for all that. The thing about chickens being good guard birds. I don't have chickens, but I've got these chucker partridges that hang around my house all the time. They're game birds, and they come and go as they please, but they cluck a lot like chickens, and I can hear them out there, and they startle pretty easy. If something startles them, I usually go and have a look just to see what's going on out there. So, interesting concept about the chickens. One of the angles that I look at when I'm hearing stuff about Roswell and things like that, you know, I don't know one way or the other what the story is with Roswell. One of my things, in fact, one of the first things I posted about when I came to ATS is, and, you know, this is also something which I think is likely, but I can't say for sure. It's just that where I found out about this stuff, I consider pretty credible. And that is the notion of the use of these majestic documents, as they're called, as a counterintelligence resource. In other words, you use these stories of, you know, alien craft and technology as a way of tracking down leaks of sensitive information. So the interesting thing about it is it doesn't matter if the information is true or not. Just what matters is that it's distinctive enough and you know, identifiable enough that you can track it down through intelligence networks. And in the case of the Majestic documents, it seems probable to me that a lot of that program was you know, and maybe it could have had to do with actual extraterrestrials, I don't know. But one thing I think is very likely that it was used for was tracking down Soviet moles during the Cold War. In fact, in that particular time frame, right after World War II and in the 50s, there was a major problem with Soviet moles having infiltrated all kinds of things in the government. There were hundreds of them. They were all over the place, and they were feeding all this information back to the Kremlin. So one of the scenarios here for counterintelligence is you generate a bunch of documents that are classified as top secret and above. There's this whole top secret slash magic cryptonym thing going on there. And you design these documents in such a way where each set has something unique about it, something that you can identify, a tag. It could be an incidental mention of a name or a date, something innocuous that most people wouldn't notice was different, and especially if they don't have access to the other copies. And by doing that, when this information turns up somewhere else, like, say, your mole in the Kremlin sees this urgent communique coming in from, say, the State Department that says, whoa, there's information that the U.S. government may have found an alien craft, and this is of strategic interest to the Soviet Union. Please pass this on, you know, ASAP. Well, the mole on the other end sees this come through because it's tagged, you know, priority, and basically passes that information back to whoever's running the counterintelligence operation. They look through it and they go, aha, okay, it mentions a Mr. Smith, and it mentions, you know, the date of October 17th. Those things, those little pieces of information are unique to a particular set of documents that a limited group of people had access to. Now they know there's a leak in that group. So then they issue another set of documents that has unique information only to individuals or, say, overlapping members of those groups, and they can narrow it down to an individual that way. And in doing this, they have now positively identified a mole in their midst. Knowing this, they can either arrest the mole, or more commonly what they do is start feeding that mole information that is almost true, but not entirely true. And what that all boils down to, and this is, you know, the whole intelligence, counterintelligence business is an incredibly subtle and mind-bending kind of thing. It gets a lot weirder than that. But, getting back to all this, I'm thinking, well, okay, does your quote-unquote uncle, did he actually see a real spacecraft and real aliens? Or, and this is a possibility, were these things mocked up and simply used as props in this whole counterintelligence operation to basically, you know, and in this case, I mean, he talked about it, right? He talked to some people about it, and granted, it was a long time later, and he was upset that it wasn't declassified, and God bless him, there's a lot of stuff that's classified that shouldn't be declassified. The question is, if that's what this was for, does it work or doesn't it? And the other interesting thing about that is we're talking about information that is pretty wild, right? I mean, hey, aliens and alien spacecraft. You got to imagine if you're a spy and you're looking through a bunch of documents that talk about things like troop movements and supplies and things like that, and then you come across a document that describes in detail the analysis of an alien spacecraft. You're going to want to pass that back. You know, that is information that just is impossible to resist. And I think variations on this theme, not just with aliens, but with other information, you know, classic ones are things like nuclear launch codes and strategic weapon deployments and stuff along that lines. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of the information that's floating around on the internet about things like that is actually not necessarily genuine information, but was in fact generated as part of a counterintelligence project, a program, actually a family of programs that has evolved over the years, in which I have every reason to believe is ongoing. Although I don't have, and by the way, this is a big disclaimer, I'm not the kind of guy that goes around telling secrets. I have had access to classified information in the past, but none of the information I had access to had anything to do with this, as far as I know. So this is all stuff that I've just gathered from various sources. Is some more credible than others, and so you could call it my theory on counterintelligence. Anyway, sorry for the long ramble, and I this is probably kind of tangential to the whole thing that you're talking about here. But and by the way, I don't want to give anyone the impression that hey, this guy may very well have seen these things and may very well be an eyewitness to extraterrestrial craft and extraterrestrial beings. But at the same time, knowing what little I know about counterintelligence operations, that might have been a little bit, there might be more to this story than meets the eye. Anyway, just something to think about there. By all means, I certainly look forward to hearing more from you about, you know, whether this topic or just in general, your podcasts are excellent. But you got to crank up the voice, man. Get your voice up there. Anyway, enough nagging. I'll talk to you later. This is Magic from AboveTopSecret.com, signing out.